please.
Hazur, in namaz we say Assalamu alayka ayyan nabiyyo, which translates peace be on you, O Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know, because we're following Sunnah, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said this. In what respect was he saying peace be on you?
Do you ever visit a graveyard?
Yes, sir.
Don't you say Assalamu alaykum ya al qubur? Do you say that?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Peace be on you, O dwellers.
On you, the dead people. So if that does not stand in the way of your belief and idolatry, then why should that prayer to Muhammad ﷺ by addressing him stand in the way of your belief and idolatry? Sometimes you invoke prayer by addressing people, sometimes in absentia. It's only a manner of speech. The more close you feel, the more warmed up in love you feel, you psychologically tend to address the person instead of invoking blessing upon him in third person. You feel, you know, agitated enough to say it directly. That is the philosophy of sending your salams to the buried people in graves by addressing them Ya Ahl al-Qubur. When you visit them, when you're close to them. When you're away from them, you never say that. See, you never say Assalamu alaikum Ya Ahl al-Qubur. You say, Oh Allah, bless them who are dead, who are buried. So it's only an issue of your feeling, how you feel close. In the Holy Quran, where it is mentioned, the whole subject is built, the namaz which Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught you, you know, reaches about its conclusion. And that is the time when you really feel the nearness to Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if the graves justifiably earn the direct address, why not Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who at least in his beneficence is still alive? Right?